Influenza is the scientific name, but we all know it simply as the flu. I am Steve Spinopoulos from WRPR Radio, and on this show, we will be discussing the flu shots. Influenza is not new to society. This virus spans all the way back to medieval times. According to the CDC, in a 30-year period between 1976 and 2006, the death toll rate for the flu reached close to 50,000 at times. And since the 1980s, the amount of shots given out has gone up a tremendous amount, going from under 15% in the 1980s to almost 50% of Americans today. I sat down with Tony, Joni, and Jack, who are all around 65.
How old are you?
I am 69 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from New York City, born.
How old are you?
63.
Where are you from?
New York.
59. Originally New York City.
Have you gotten your flu shot this year?
Yes. I started around 4 or 5 years ago. I believe getting the flu shot picks up an immunity in your body, and it fights off a majority of the flu.
Have you gotten your flu shot this year?
Nope.
Any particular reason?
I've had the flu in the last 15 years once. Last year in particular, they said, okay, we need the flu shot, and they said, okay, now everybody got the flu shot. Now it's not the same strain as we originally thought, so they don't even know what they're even doing.
No, not the flu shots. I've gotten other kinds of shots, but I have no faith in the flu shot. They've had issues in the past putting the wrong strain in, or the strain has changed this year. So I really, there's something about the flu shot I'm not comfortable with.
Thoughts, Tony?
I convinced my girlfriend to get the flu shot because she was a school teacher and she's around children. And I feel that for her to get the flu shot, she can avoid giving it to the children, and then she can avoid the children giving it to her, and she can pick up an immunity which would help her out if she gets any strains of flu.
I've known people who have gotten the flu shot and gotten sick after it.
Yeah.
And that have gotten the flu, not just gotten a little sick after it for a few days, but even later on in the winter have gotten the flu anyway.
Yeah.
So they say you won't get it as bad, but I just have no faith in the flu shot.
Basically no faith.
No faith.
My sister got the flu shot, I guess about 2 weeks ago. She was sick with something after that, so thanks.
Not a good experience.
Not a good experience.
All right, Jack, thank you very much.
Doctors and CDC all say flu shots can aid in preventing the flu virus. During the flu season, it reported 80 to 90% of the deaths that occur are usually people over 65. During the past 2 years, the number of 65 and older getting the flu shot went from 65% to 66.7% last year. And now we have Joan on the phone, who has worked in the medical profession for many years. Thank you for joining me, Joan. So, let's start off by your age. How old are you?
I just turned 60 this year.
And where have you worked at?
I was a scrub nurse in an operating room. Well, I did all my clinical at Inglewood, and I did a little bit at Valley. Must have been 15, 20 years, I guess.
Okay, Joan. Are there any extreme cases of the flu?
See it on the TV all the time. You see reports all the time about babies, all these babies dying, the elderly people dying. Absolutely.
Have you encountered any extreme cases of the flu in your...
No, I hadn't, because I work mostly in the operating room. I didn't do anything up on the floors.
Do you recommend a flu shot, and why?
Absolutely. I think everybody who can be vaccinated should be vaccinated, because you stop it from spreading in your community.
I'm guessing you get your flu shot every year.
Every year. I think it's got to be over 20 years now. But I remember when I was young, I never did get it.
I'm guessing years ago, they didn't know much about it.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, they probably just wrote it off as a bad cold or bronchitis.
Joan, can you tell me a little bit about what's in the needle and what they inject you with?
It's a dead virus. The vaccination is a dead virus.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I believe that everybody should get their flu shot, so everybody listening to this, please go get your flu shot.
Thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you.
According to the CDC, the virus spreads when a person coughs or sneezes and those droplets are put into the air. The flu can also spread by touching the same surface that an infected person had previously touched, and then touching your mouth or nose. Fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, body aches, headaches, tiredness, vomiting, and diarrhea are all symptoms of the flu. Teachers are around adolescents all day, and often their germs contribute to one catching the virus. Being that it does spread by touching surfaces and then mouth or nose, staying healthy could be a challenge for educators. How do teachers deal with the problem of being around the young people and staying healthy? I talked with an elementary teacher, Jacqueline, about classroom hygiene.
We keep sanitizer in the classroom, actually multiple bottles of sanitizer, and the kids know, you know, when they sneeze on themselves or they cough, you know, they're pretty good at getting up and washing their hands or using sanitizer and tissues.
Great. Thank you, Jacqueline. I went to Palisades Park, to the home of Jim and Steph, who's a young married couple and expecting their first child.
How old are you both?
30.
30.
Have you got your flu shots when you were growing up?
No.
No.
Never?
Never.
Nope.
Parents didn't want it, or you guys didn't want it?
Parents.
Probably parents, and as we were older, I probably didn't want it. I don't see a need for it. I know from what I've known about the flu vaccine, they pretty much inject you with the flu so your immune body can fight it with other stuff. So if I'm going to get it, let my immune system fight it. I'm not one for medications all the time.
How do you feel about the flu shot moving forward now that you might have a baby soon?
If we decide to put our child in daycare, she would have to get the flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, we're actually discussing it since, my wife's pregnant and they're advising her that maybe she should get the flu shot.
Doctors are advising?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
They're suggesting it, not really recommending it. They're just suggesting it.
No, they're recommending it.
Oh, they are recommending
it. They're saying if I don't get it, it's a high-risk pregnancy.
Really? And high-risk as in what so?
I guess because I'm pregnant during flu season and then the baby's going to be born during flu season.
Great couple. Thank you both very much. Majority of Americans 65 and older get the shot. The numbers were much lower for the age group that ranged from 18 to 64. For those that were at high risk, meaning asthma, allergies, elderly, pregnant, there were still fewer than 50%. As for not high risk, which is also up from the year before, a Ramapo student, Tyler, took a minute to talk and said this.
Have you gotten a flu shot growing up?
I'd want to say no. I've never had a flu shot before. I think it was just when I was a young kid, my parents didn't want to inject, even though that's the whole point of a flu shot is to inject, I guess, a safer version of the flu into you so your body can build up a defense to it. But they always felt that they didn't want to have anything injected like that. So I don't know. It's probably my own parents' thought process that got transferred to me. I just don't like the idea of injecting the flu into myself.
Getting the flu shot could benefit in preventing the virus, but it's not a guarantee. Our immune systems are built to fight off viruses and germs. By injecting antibodies, the virus could become stronger by developing different strands. Eat right, exercise when you can, and that could also aid in the preventing of getting the flu. There are a lot of opinions on this topic, but I guess it comes down to personal belief. Will you get your flu shot next year? Thank you for listening to WRPR Radio. I'm your host, Steve Spinopoulos. Stay healthy. Until next time.